Right, welcome back, everybody. Paper number two, Yangqi Sun, Jenny Wang, and Kevin Huang. Yangqi is from the University of Waikato. Jenny and Kevin are from the University of Wollongong. It's a second paper about China. So I would hand over to Kevin now. Kevin, you have 25 minutes for your presentation. Thanks, Kevin.
Hi, good day, distinguished organizers, speakers, discussants, and guests. I would like to thank the organizers for this wonderful opportunity for us to present this paper co-authored by Yangqi. He's currently at Beijing Institute of Petrochemical Technology, and Jenny, my colleague in UOW, who just did the discussion for the previous paper. The title of our paper is Does IFRS and GRI Adoption Impact the Understandability of Corporate Reports by Chinese Listed Companies? In the overview, this paper concerns whether the adoption of both a mandatory financial accounting standard and a voluntary standard on CSR or sustainability reporting will affect understandability, which is one of the qualitative characteristics of useful financial information as outlined in the conceptual framework. We would like to highlight the importance of understandability by suggesting this can have significance even as important or more important than the fundamental qualitative characteristics such as relevance and faithful representation. In this paper, we use two attributes or indicators, readability and conciseness, as proxies to measure the understandability of the corporate reports issued by Chinese big companies. This paper provides some empirical evidence that these standards might have some unfavorable impacts on the usefulness of corporate reporting in China, where untrained or less sophisticated investors or other information users might find the reports difficult to understand. Overall, this study adds to the existing body of literature by expanding the understanding of the importance of report understandability and some of the determinants for understandability. So the background for IFRS and GRI adoption in China, we have seen some of that in the previous presentation. And Savannah has her wonderful presentation also covered the convergence process in China, which you see important IFRS standards has been adopted in China as a in the convergence process between the Chinese accounting standard CAS and IFRS. But due to the special context and unique context in China, where A share listed companies only need to comply with domestic CAS, but dual-listed A and H-share companies does need to prepare their financial statement in compliance to IFRS. And listed companies in China can simultaneously list in both A and H-share. So our sample does include companies only listed in A-share and some example, some samples are dual listed. Then the CSR reporting emerged as a phenomenon in China around 2006-2007, following many industries start to pushing companies, including both state-owned and private entities, to issue CSR reporting and or used interchangeably, sustainability reporting or stakeholder impact report. In 2014, GRI published the Chinese version of G4, which becomes one of the major influence for the non-financial reporting or environment or social reporting in China. Many Chinese firms decided or embraced the GRI framework when issued their CSR report or sustainability report. However, overall, the adoption of GRI is still voluntary. And in China, the firms does have the flexibility or their aggression to issue either standard alone CSR report or as an integral part of their annual report. So with the adoption of both these standards, one on financial accounting and one on environment and social accounting, the content included in corporate reporting in China extended a lot. So measurable by size and the different perspectives, the disclosures are taking. Issues covered in corporate reporting in China has become much broader, and that have raised concerns in the academic and research on whether the overcomplicated or complex corporate reporting in China causes severe information overload. And instead of assisting decision-making, rather hinders decision-making in the market. So in this paper, we highlight on the concept of understandability. And we hold that to make decisions, understandability is one of the very important qualitative characteristics for corporate report. And we use two indicators, one, readability and conciseness. Second, developed in early literature, and both can be used to measure the understandability of a corporate report. Specifically, readability refers to how difficult this report, the difficulty of this report, whether it can be understood by people with different kind of level of financial training. And the conciseness measures whether the report has a optimal or rather excessive length. If the report is significantly long, it may negatively influence the understandability of the information, as we have the same feelings towards even a academic paper or a piece of essay written by students. And that is why we have word limit on some of the assessment. And we also provide feedback to students that if your writing have excessive length, it does not mean it is better, and it actually have negative impact on the overall quality of your writing. To the extent of our knowledge, there's no consensus in the literature on the impact of the adoption of both IFRS and GRI on corporate reports readability and conciseness. There are literature looking at the adoption of the single standard on overall readability and conciseness, and which inspires our research, and by integrate the adoption of IFRS and GRI and measures the impacts. So this paper potentially make contribution to the understanding of the Chinese market as a response to the call for research on whether the understandability of corporate reports has changed under IFRS regime and GRI regime. So John and Rob, in 2016, their paper indicated at the moment there was little has been done in the Chinese context. The literature already suggests both IFRS and GRI are likely to increase the understandability of corporate reports. However, the evidence does not extend to the Chinese market. And some of the literature also showed rather a mixed finding rather than a concrete finding on the relationship between the adoption of standard and the understandability of corporate reports. So from this early literature, we developed our two main hypotheses. The first hypothesis is the association between after adoption and the level of readability of corporate report and the level of conciseness of the corporate report. And the early literature has collected evidence from New Zealand, Korea, and Australia. And the results are rather mixed. Some indicating RFS could enhance the readability of corporate reporting in Australia, but have a rather negative relationship to the conciseness. In a simple word, the report could be longer, but it's more readable, accessible by people who have less knowledge in accounting and finance. Then little has been done on whether GRI affects the level of readability on the of the corporate report. So Hagiotto's et al.'s work collected evidence from countries worldwide and indicates GRI adoption could have a positive influence on the readability, but have no findings on conciseness. To test our hypothesis, we select sample from the top 100 Chinese A-share listed companies measured by market capitalization at the end of the fiscal year 2014. As we mentioned earlier, GRI, the Chinese version of G4, is adopted in 2014, and that's why our sample selection started in 2014. And the time span is 5 years from 2014 to 2018 to reduce some of the impact caused by COVID. So these companies are larger and leading enterprises, and most of the dual listed firms in China are in this category. So that justifies our sample selection. So we collected the annual reports in a single year, and it's standalone CSR or sustainability reports. So overall, in the time span of 5 years, 500 firm observations are collected. So the two dependent variables, readability and conciseness, are defined as follows. The FOG index outlined in Melanie et al. 2017 is used as the dependent variable for readability, which is the word per sentence plus the percent of complex word, then multiplied by 0.4. And in this formula, the word per sentence and the percentage of complex word are extracted from the Chinese Readability Index Explorer. Then the indicator for conciseness is rather straightforward, measured by the number of pages in the report, as also outlined in Melanie et al. 2017. The conciseness means reducing lengthy disclosure. So the number of total pages is used as the proxy. IFRS adoption and GRI adoption are defined as dummy variable. If the company is dual listed, then a value of one is assigned. If the company is only listed in the Chinese mainland stock exchange, then the value of zero is assigned. As mentioned earlier, if they only listed in Asia, they only need to comply with CAS rather than RFS. Then GRI, whether a company has voluntarily adopted GRI or manually traced from the CSSMART database. And we followed literature, such including Richards and Manstaden 2015, Chen Lo and Welt 2018, to control the size of the firms, leverage, profitability, board size, number of independent directors, duality of CEO and the chairman identity, and board meeting times as the control variables. So this page shows the model specification. So the first model tests the first hypothesis, H1A and H1B, and the second tests H2A and H2B. And we also control the industry difference and the year fixed effect in the model. So all the standard errors in the regression clustered at the firm level. So the results. So first, the descriptive stats, actually, there are some interesting findings. The minimum value of the readability of corporate reports is 10.6, and the maximum is 21.25, with an average of 16.8, approximately. And this put the readability of corporate reports in China in a very difficult zone, and which is greater than 16. That indicates it is quite difficult for information users to read the corporate report in China. And the average value for the number of pages in a Chinese corporate report is 305. That is quite big comparing to nowadays the English annual report in integrated report, I believe normally it's ranging between 100 to 150 pages. The average value for the Chinese market is 305. You can see it's significantly longer. Out of the 500 sample companies that we studied, 224 of them are dual listed and 276 are solo listed. And 275 adopted GRI and 225 were not adopters for GRI. And in the table, you can see the readability is pretty consistent, and yet it's kind of growing slowly. And the number of pages, which measures conciseness, has grown significantly in the five years of time span. Even at 222 pages, we would say that is already a large number to start with, and yet it continues to grow in the time span. Using a Pearson correlation coefficient and a Spearman correlation, we find RFS had no association with FOG, and the correlation between GRI and FOG is statistically significant. And that gives us an indication that RFS does not effectively affect the readability of the report, but the adoption of GRI does. However, both the adoption of IFRS and GRI had a positive association with a number of pages, indicating both of standard significantly affects the conciseness of the corporate report in China. Then the regression results shows the supports H1A, that supposed to be RFS, had a significantly negative impact on the FOG index, However, GRI's adoption might offset this effect. That is a significant positive correlation between GRI adoption and the Fog Index. Significantly positive association between both IFRS adoption and GRI adoption with the length of corporate reports. And some robustness tests were conducted in the research, including using Newey's West method and cluster standard error by firm and year and controlled for year and industry. Also used a lead lag approach by 1 year for the independent variable and the control variables. And we also changed the two important control variables to profitability and firm size. And overall, the results were consistent with the main findings. And also, another measure for readability, which is used by Xu et al. In 2019, measuring the readability of corporate report by words per clause plus the percent of adverbs and conjunctions in each sentence multiplied by 0.5. So the authors manually counted the number of adverbs and conjunctions, so which is really messy workload. To conduct robustness test by replacing the one of the main dependent variables. So also the natural logarithm of number of the words to have been used as the robustness test for so because both the words and the number of pages can be used to measure the length of the report, and which has we have seen lots of these applications in the studies concerns corporate reports. So overall, as the descriptive stats shows, when you have a fog or readability indicator ranges between 14 to 18, the corporate report is very difficult to read. The ideal indicator would range between 12 to 14. And if the figure is too low, that actually indicates the report is rather too simplistic or childish. So at the moment, most of the Chinese top companies have a score of 16. But what concerns us, it is in a worsening trend rather than a improving trend. So according to the indicator's own definitions, the information included in the reports are only fully accessible to very sophisticated readers. And they consider that is equal to 16 years of education at least. So if we're using understandability as and which we argue is one of the very important qualitative characteristics of corporate report, the overall quality of Chinese corporate report can be considered quite poor if understandability cannot be improved. And when compared with the finding of prior studies, the level of consistency of Chinese corporate reports is lower. So, and you can see in our descriptive data as well. And now, considering many of the companies have a reports of more than 300 pages. And we consider a possible explanation is that the Chinese company has been trying to disclose more information rather than trying to be concise. I think this is more of a conservative and a safe manner towards corporate reports. Which leads to the argument that materiality would become very crucial to measure the overall quality of corporate reports in China, because there would be a trade-off between being concise and being comprehensive. And our results indicate at the moment the Chinese report are trying, the Chinese companies are definitely trying to do more to be more comprehensive rather than have a concise report, which can be very valuable for decision making. So the result confirms both the hypotheses. However, we consider RFS adoption positively affect impacts readability, but negatively affects the conciseness. Then GRI negatively affects both readability and the conciseness of corporate reports. But then if adopted at the same time, the effect caused by GRI might offset the impact on readability, positive impact on possibility caused by RFS. We think it's not surprising that RFS enhanced readability because in the early literature, it has been indicated one of the main goals of RFS to improve the readability of corporate reports at global level. It is reasonable to expect RFS adoption can lead to more readable, accessible corporate report. However, given readability is not intrinsically incorporated in the requirement of GRI, and different firms and different countries might define corporate social responsibility or sustainability in many different ways, the finding that GRI adoption does not improve readability is not surprising either. And early literature also indicated increasing length of corporate report seemed to be largely driven by any new reporting standards and guidelines. For example, in Australia's new standards on disclosing climate change related business risks. So overall, the quantity of information required to be disclosed in corporate reports are likely to grow. So therefore, both RFS and GRI should consider incorporating conciseness conciseness requirement in the standard with the aim to minimize unnecessary information overload and things report information users can make better decisions. So that is basically our conclusion. And some limitation, and so this study can make some implications for Chinese policymakers and regulators. It does show that the Chinese corporate report at the moment are not ideal, does not have good understandability because of excessive length and not accessible to inexperienced users. So this study informs the Chinese policymakers and regulators about the role of RFS and GRI adoption in improving the understandability of Chinese corporate report. And we argue which is particularly useful given the future widespread adoption of RFS and GRI in China. And for ISB, to help China, being world's most populous and largest, second largest economy, to rapidly converge CAS with RFS is significantly important. And our study can confirm that RFS is suitable for Chinese firms as it does have a positive effect on the understandability of Chinese corporate reports. But for GRI, our results suggest it is necessary to include some explicit guidelines with regards to the readability and the conciseness of corporate reports in the GRI framework. Rather, at the moment, we have seen the variety and the flexibility included in the Chinese company CSR reports. And
Kevin, I'll just stop you there, okay?
Yep.
We need to stop now. I need to hand over to our first discussant. Thank you for your presentation, Kevin. And over to our first discussant, Jian Fei. Thank you.
Okay, wait a second. Can you see my slide? No. Oh, not need that kind. Okay. No. This one. Yeah. Can all of you?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. First, thanks is my great honor to have a chance to discuss paper in ISB and Accounting Finance Conference. Thanks Gary, and thanks Tom, especially thanks Gary and Tom to give me the chance to send paper and discuss. Okay, so I want to save the time, so I will not repeat the introduction of the paper, hypothesis, and the result. I go straight forward to strength and limitation. I think the strength of paper, the research topic of this article, is in line with current hot topic, which scholars pay great attention to. Second is the topic of paper is the talk of the paper is both for IFRS and GRI. As we know, usually the topic of paper only for IFRS or only for GRI, but this topic of paper both for both two. And also this article is readable. So that's but I'm sorry, I have lots of suggestion, or maybe I understand wrong. So if I understand wrong, please let me know. So first, limitation. First, the abstract in this paper mentioned, this study examines the level of readability and conscience of cooperation report, and whether IFRS and GRI adoption impact this aspect of understandability. So the paper test readable and concise separately, didn't combine together. So my question, if readability but not conciseness, is it understandability? So I mean, you in your mention about understandability, but you didn't test both together, because understandability follow your paper. You mentioned about readability and concise. So that's my question. My suggestion is, if you only test readability and concise separately, then you don't have to mention understandability. So that's my first. That's my suggestion. In the literature review, the paper cite a paper from Jan and Rowe, 2016, and the original paper say IFRS Foundation objective is to, and the second is about American, US GAAP concept, state information for useful. But when you cite the paper, you combine two sentences together. Then the sentence is, two of the most widely embraced accounting standards in the world, namely IFRS and concept number two of US GAAP. I don't think it match, because when you talk about IFRS, and then you should talk about US GAAP, not number two concept. So I suggest you should say both IFRS and the US GAAP, or both ISB and FASB. So that's my suggestion, because I feel very confused when I read your sentence. So I look the original paper and I found the original paper is separated two sentences. Okay, so that's very small issue. The paper measures use fog and page, but Lee 2018, some paper argue Lee paper, such as Bush et al. Bush et al. In 2018, his paper mentioned linguistic complexity commingles two latent components, obfuscation and information. Complex language can also reflect provision of complex information, for example, informative technical disclosure. So I think you should mention Bush et al. Paper, because even you mentioned your result, current result, support it. Even consider about Bush et al. Since AH share cooperation usually are larger and business more complicated. So yeah, so I mean, so I think you should mention this paper because some people criticize Lee 2008, the paper. And for the fourth index, you mentioned you use China Readability Index Explorer, but the website is for general file, not for financial area. So my question, can you try to find a better source if there is? Yeah, so the fourth index, that's about fourth index. Second, the next is about page. You use page, but my question, regulation difference make page difference. Industry difference make page difference. Corporation business compatibility difference make page difference. So for example, special case, such as China National Petrol Corporation issued financial statement based on both IFRS and CAAs in its financial report. So originally I suggest use a page, use a number of page in a corporation looks like too simple, whether you can use like average industry. But later, I think consider data because data is only about 100 corporations. And so it will be very difficult. But at least I think your paper should mention it as well, or try to find better way to measure conciseness. So also the paper didn't test market reaction, because usually the paper test when the paper find IFRS adoption result longer but more readable, and GRI adoption lead longer but not readable report. So didn't test, but usually other paper test reaction of market after any report issued. If low understandability, then CAR is lower. So whether it's possible to test CAR. The big concern for me to the paper actually is here, data. The data, why data? Because the paper mentioned the final data consists 500 firm observation over 2014 and 2018. And all other data are obtained from China Security Market and Accounting Research CISMA data. CISMA data only have data based on Chinese accounting standard for AH and share. So I really not sure about where you download A-share financial statement. Why? Because my paper, Professor Zhang and Ye is me, Professor Zhang and Ye 2020, our paper mentioned China A-share list company need to combine with domestic CAS, but dual list A-share need compare its financial statement combined with IFRS. Your paper cited this way, but for partially it is right, but partially it is wrong. Why? Because after 2010, because of Chinese mainland of China and Hong Kong has equivalent status. We sign equivalent status with Hong Kong's security regulation and Europe between China and I've adopt. Yeah. So after 2010, Chinese corporation list Hong Kong can use Chinese accounting standard, not have to use IFRS. Not have. So my paper, our paper in Zhang, Professor Zhang and me, yeah, 2020 in abstract. After 2011, less than one third of Asia company disclose difference. Less than one. And 35 company use CAS based. So that means the corporation listed in Hong Kong also they use Chinese accounting standard, not IFRS. They can use, not they use. The some they use IFRS, some use Chinese accounting standard. That's very complicated. Yeah, because I collect the data, so I know the data very well. And also, I think also need to examine the relation between readability and compliance with IFRS and GRI should based on the AH share who use IFRS or who use Hong Kong financial reporting standard. So I really not sure about where you download the data. If you download data in mainland of China website, they use Chinese accounting standard, even for A and H share. If they download in Hong Kong, mostly they use IFRS, but still one third corporation use Chinese accounting standard. So that's very, very important. You have to collect right data. So that's if you download data from Hong Kong website, that financial reporting, as I mentioned to you, two third corporation of AH share use IFRS, and one third still use Chinese accounting standard. Okay. Yeah. So if you still not change, if you feel it's really hard, you change data. So my suggestion, if you use all data from mainland of China, then I suggest not about IFRS adoption. You should say influenced by IFRS more or less instead of IFRS adoption. So that's my, yeah, I give you my suggestion, but I also tell you if you want to, I'm not sure whether you collect right data. So that is very, very, very important issue. And for about statistic descriptive, I recommend to add respective description statistics of company whose IFRS and GRI equal to one and company whose IFRS and GRI equal to zero, so that the comparison is more clear. And also have some small issue. For example, the new accounting standard for business enterprise was issued on February 15, 2006, rather than January 2007, but effective from January 1st, 2007. So that's, so you can change from, change the issue to the effective, not issue on February 15. So that's my biggest concern and my suggestion. You have to check again to make sure the right data and then thinking about other issues. So my discuss is very short, but looks like I give lots of questions to the authors. So, so thanks again to give me chance to discuss. Thanks.
Thanks, Jian. So we're going to hear from Chen Chao now for his discussant. And then after Chen Chao, Kevin will give you the opportunity to respond to the two discussants. Over to you, Chen Chao.
Thanks, let me share my screen. Can you see my slides? Yeah. And can you see my slides? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, we can see them, Chen Chao.
Yeah, sorry, I needed to do it again.
Okay.
I think there's something wrong. Okay, great. Can you see now? Yeah?
Yes, we can see. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Once again, I really appreciate this opportunity to learn from the paper, and I also appreciate Kevin present the paper very well. And particularly, I think it's really a challenging area, how to measure, how to assess the understandability of financial reporting. It's really, really a challenging area. And I learned a lot from your paper, and I really acknowledge your courage to do research in this area, you know. And in it, the research find that adoption IFRS standards result in more readable but longer reports. I think, since more and more IFRS standards introduced, I think I can expect that more disclosure will be produced. Adoption of GRI results in less readable but longer reports. I'm not an expert on this area, but I learned a lot from this finding. And another thing that understandability of Chinese companies seems, based on the research, the results are not satisfiable, and seems it's getting worse rather than getting better. So I'm really interested to find the reason why, you know. And I also think the paper contributes to the literature in terms of understandability related research. So in terms of actually also some of the questions, you know, I cannot say comments, but some questions and maybe suggestions. First, I think I will start from understandability. What does understandability mean? Particularly from ISB perspective, what we are going to achieve in terms of understandability. Looking at our conceptual framework, we do have several sentences to explain what ISB's meaning of understandability. First, those information provided in the financial report should be clear or needed to be clear or concise. Next, we should, if the company excludes information about those, complex phenomena from financial report, that would be incomplete and possibly misleading. So, and another thing that's about the users, who are the target users the ISB are looking at? And those users of financial reporting actually are those, who have reasonable knowledge of business and economic activities. who review and analyze the information diligently, and who needed to seek aid from advisors in some circumstances. For example, they needed to understand those complex, you know, phenomena. Maybe they needed to seek some advice from those external advisors. So these actually three elements in terms of what's the meaning of understandability included in the conceptual framework. So based on this, it's clearly that ISB are looking at those, for example, pension fund, are looking at the information needs from pension fund managers rather than looking at the information needs from those pensioners. So next question I would like to ask is whether the readability measured by Fox index or conciseness measured by the length of the report can really faithfully represent the understandability of the financial reports or other reports. So basically, those reports are provided to the users, as I mentioned before, for those targeted users. So what I really interested in is that whether those users are really understand our financial reports. So I would encourage, you know, Kevin or the authors to examine further, for example, whether those, what's the reaction from those targeted users in terms of those financial reporting, you know, prepared during 2014 to 2018, even recent years. For example, one area I'm looking at that, whether the quality of those analyst reports are improved because, you know, they understand those financial reports, and then those analyst reports based on those financial data, whether it could help them to improve the quality of the analyst report. And what's the market reaction? I think Jian Fang also mentioned it. Well, if market react timely on those financial reports, and it seems the market understand those financial data, so maybe we can look at the market reaction. Another thing is, I'm thinking about is the, you know, IFI standards always, you know, principle-based standards. So preparer needed to exercise materiality judgment, and they needed to decide what kind of information to disclose from their perspective. But from users' perspective, maybe they have different understanding. So from both sides, I think we can examine of the understandability and the relationship between materiality judgment and understandability. And the third question I do have is about what's the corporate reports mean? Because when we look at the title of this research and the data actually came from a corporate report. But corporate report could mean a lot of things. For example, financial statement, because we are looking at the impact of IFRS adoption. Actually, adoption IFRS standards would only affect the understandability of financial statements rather than broader, you know, corporate reporting. So I think defining what corporate reporting mean in this respect is very important. Secondly, it seems that the data came from any report. So any report will including not only financial statement, will also include other, for example, management commentary or other information. So I think we needed to make distinction between financial statement and financial report. And we also made reference to the sustainable reports, CSR reports, ESG reports, GRI reports. Particularly GRI report, GRI standards are not mandatory adopted in China. As you mentioned, it's voluntary. So to what extent those Chinese companies adopted this GRI, you know, standards, and how those standard factors, those disclosure required disclosure, I think we need to look at it. And finally, the paper mentioned several areas about integrated reports. I think also we need to make a distinction between integrated reports and corporate reports. So this is the third question I would like to ask. And the final two questions, why is that, what kind of factor actually really have impact on the understanding report or financial statement? Because currently it seems that during the time period of 2014 to 2018, there are many new IFRS standards coming out and become effective. For example, IFRS 9, IFRS 10, IFRS 11, IFRS 12, IFRS 13, IFRS 15, all those new IFRS standards became effective in China during that period. So I think those large number of big IFRS standards become effective may contribute to your research finding, because it will add the complexity and to add some burden to the users to understand those information, and undoubtedly. So this is one of the factors we need to consider. Second is about the size and the business complexity of companies, because based on our conceptual framework, if the business are complex, it may contribute to the complexity of the financial information. And particularly the sample we used is top 100 listed Chinese companies. So normally those companies are very large companies. They have complex transactions. So maybe that factor also contributed to the understandability of financial statement. Another thing is about AH financial statement or A financial statement. Jian Fang also commented on this area. Actually, my comment is that whether those financial statements are really, really different. Because Chinese accounting standards, IFRS standards are identical. And those resulting number, resulting financial statements are identical. There are no any substantial differences there. So a lot of evidence has showed that. So whether IFRS adoption or Chinese accounting standard based financial statement, whether they really make any differences in terms of the research finding. So this is another factor I think we should consider. Finally, is that how to compare the level of understandability of corporate reports, among the different countries. Because the conclusion said that, okay, it seems that the understandability of of the corporate report in China are quite poor comparing to other countries. But I really want to look at those conclusions, whether that those conclusions are really based on comparable basis. I think it's the key. First, whether they are based on the same and a similar scope. Because when I look at the literature and the articles, you made reference to, in order to compare foreign countries and other countries and the Chinese findings. Actually, most of those articles actually based on the integrated report rather than financial statements or corporate report. So the scope are different. Secondly, whether the methodology and the measures are similar, are same, because other countries use Fox index, and this paper used the Chinese index, Chinese readability index. And particularly, the Chinese readability index actually based on the traditional Chinese language rather than simplified simplified Chinese language, because mainland China used the simplified version, simplified Chinese language. And the terminology, the structure used in traditional Chinese language and the simplified Chinese language are different. So I think this is another aspect we need to look at it. And finally, obviously, the users, whether they are similar or same, also we need to look at it as well. So that's my questions, my comments. I'm not sure it's correct or not, but just it's a learning process. I learned a lot from your paper. I really appreciate your research and your findings. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chen Chao. So, Kevin, you've had a lot of material from your two discussants. Yes. There's a couple of comments coming through, which I'll share with you. But firstly, do you wish to make any comments to Jianfeng or Chen Chao?
I probably would like to respond some of the questions from Ms. Lu Chen Chao first, because because this is more, I got them down. Firstly, if that's okay. Yeah. May I address some of the questions posted by Chen Chao first?
Yes, indeed. But you might like to make your comments. Might like to make your comments concise, because we do have a couple of comments from the audience that I'd also like to share, and we do have a hard finish. So we only have less than 10 minutes, Kevin. So you might want to be concise. Thank you.
Yes. First of all, I would really like to thank both discussants for this very instructive and insightful comments, and helping us to polish this paper better. First, actually, maybe one of the response I can provide to both discussants on whether to test the further reactions of the market. I think in the unique Chinese market, I think this is very meaningful, but can be very difficult, because that is based on the assumption that the market is efficient in China, and the information users will make decisions based on the information used. And if we look at the recent negative exposures and the corporate scandals in audit firms and accounting firms and all these big issues, doesn't matter whether it's Luckin Coffee or others, I think that's we cannot simply assume that the information users are rational and will make certain decisions based on what they see in the reports. But I think this would be a very meaningful thing to do in future research, and we really appreciate your comments on that. For example, Jianfeng mentioned we can study the quality of analyst report, but the analysts are the very sophisticated information users. But then we argue understandability, but which is definitely very difficult to interpret and measure, will be more applicable to the information to the users without sophisticated financial knowledge. There's a question on whether the two indicators we use can capture understandability. I totally agree that this only provides a partial conceptualization of what understandability is, as outlined in the actual word in the conceptual framework. However, I think this is our attempt to try to at least provide some quantitative evidence on that the adoption of these frameworks does affect how difficult the report can be used by information users. Mr. Chen Chao also mentioned that IFRS only should affect financial statements, right, or the financial information in the report. So its impact on CSR report or other kind of corporate report, but I think it's indirect. When a firm discloses corporate social responsibility or such, that's a lot of economic performance or financial performance are also reported as part of the triple bottom line. And these are also prepared or captured using RFS. So we can argue that RFS impact on the report is not solely limited on the financial information in the annual report. It does also affect the objective and the measurement of certain performance, especially economically in the CSR report. But we will definitely be more careful with the terminology regarding what exactly corporate report is. In our paper, it does mean annual report and CSR report, or used interchangeably, sustainability report or stakeholder impact report, depends on how the company naming it. But we'll definitely take more care about defining, you know, what the terminology means and what it means, it captures. And hopefully that can respond to some of your doubts and concerns. And I would also like to respond to Professor Ye's question about the data. I think so we confirmed about the source of data. We believe it is valid, and the reason that we consider the dual listed firms are more likely to use RFS is considered their purpose to be dual listed in the first place is to be able to access, you know, foreign investors. And you know, consider the the traditional accounting history in China, and I think the adoption of RFS is one way. It's a really, really important signal that the accounting information disclosed by the corporate firm is shifting from secrecy to accountability and transparency. And that's a way our fund is is trying to indicate that. But I also, discussed with other authors, some of your suggestions is definitely, really, really valuable. So we can go back to the source of data. Just but both Yan Qi and Jenny and I, we have, confidence in the credibility of the data, but we'll definitely take your advice to check the source. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Jen Chow, you wanted to come back on something?
Just say thanks, and thanks, Kevin. Just the one general comment, because from the start, Kevin said that Chinese capital market is inefficient. I think we should be very careful to first to put Chinese capital market in the context of this kind of conclusion, because I think we really need to build on evidence. In my understanding, there are a lot of empirical research showed that Chinese, the capital market efficiency actually improved a lot and not so bad. A lot of, I also encourage you to speak some international investors. Some of the investors invest a lot of money in Chinese capital market. They understand the efficiency of capital market. So actually, it's a very general comment, because previously Jenny Huang also made comments on the previous paper, said, okay, China is lack of valuation system or something like that. When you conclude some kind of general comments, we really needed to build on the evidence and to show that, because otherwise, from academic perspective, it will misleading some students or other readers of your papers. So this is just the general comments. Thank you very much, Ian.
Thank you, Jen Chow, and thanks, Jian Fang, for those very helpful comments for our authors. I hope that the three authors can really get a lot of value from the feedback they've had today, a lot of detailed feedback.